31st. It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue.
Oh, greetings and salutations, everyone. This is Jeff. How's it going?
Pretty darn good, Jeff.
You sound a little down today, Jeff.
Tell you what, I don't know if I'm feeling it today. I think I'm kind of sick.
You're sick?
What's the matter, Jeff?
Oh, boy. I'm sick of the bad news, number one.
Us too.
I'm sick of the bad news, but I don't know. I don't know what was worse. That I'm sick of the bad news or the sappy love story that I just heard for the good news story of the day.
Oh. Kissing, you know? Yuck!
Kinetic Edge. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was quite a party there last night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And you, Advantage Credit Union, donated some killer prizes.
We did. We gave away two $50 prepaid Visa gift cards. So,
which is super cool. And, by the way, if you go to Kinetic Edge or if you go to Advantage Credit Union, you'll find our sports book. And Advantage Credit Union is giving away $100 prepaid
Visa that's right.
Card.
We've doubled down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for ponying up on that, Jeff.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we got some schedule books the other day when you guys first distributed them, and they flew out. I had to come in and get 50 more.
Nice. Wow,
great.
So fill out that prize page.
That's
I tell
right.
you what. So anyway, so what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is an article that I just read on this financial education site called LearnVest. And, you know, you'll always say, you know, for a lot of people today, today's Friday, a lot of people are going to be getting paid. It's for the banking biz. It's also the first of the month. And so, you know, we're going to be closed on Monday. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening. But the problem is that by the time you've paid for everything like your rent, your groceries, your utilities, and maybe a few dinners out, you don't have anything left to add to your savings.
Mm-hmm.
Not until your next paycheck. So and so the cycle goes. And so you always say you're going to pay. You're always going to say you're going to put yourself put money in your savings account, and then what happens? You know,
you're broke.
Life happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk to you about paying yourself first.
Okay.
Yeah. So if that sounds like you, and for a lot of Americans, that does sound pretty familiar. Just to share a statistic, and I think I've shared this statistic before: 64% of Americans, according to a study in 2015. Could not cover an emergency of $1,000 or more.
Right.
And what's even scarier is 23% of Americans have no savings at all. So.
Oh, wow. None at all.
And
none
a lot of people nearing retirement have no retirement.
Yes. That's another statistic. Mm-hmm. I read this in this article, actually, but I'll have to bring that up at another time. But so we want to talk about getting into the habit of paying yourself first, which is not the same as spending money on yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Paying yourself first means that before you do anything else, you're going to try to set aside money into that savings account. And most people will wait and see what's left over. And that's not paying yourself first. That's paying yourself last. So,
yeah.
But for a lot of people, that sounds pretty darn
familiar. Yeah, I have money taken out of my checking account, well, as you know.
Yes.
Or out of my paycheck out of my checking account into my savings account every time I get paid.
Right.
And Kim at the bank was the one that suggested I first do that.
Kim?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I tell you what, she is teller supervisor now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, I tell you what,
she's a sweetie.
She holds the line there. So so the goal of paying yourself first is to help make sure that your future financial goals are covered, including building up an emergency fund and saving up for other long-term goals, like a down payment on a house or a new vehicle and all that kind of things. Those kinds of things. But the main thing is that sometimes people get behind. They say, oh, I've got this bill that came up and everything like that. And I would venture to say that the last time I checked, bills are not a surprise. You know, there could be an unexpected expense, you know, such as a car repair or things like that. But a bill is not a surprise for the most part, you know. The lights are on. You think, oh, man, maybe the light bill's going to come. Oh, I turned on the water. Now Newton Waterworks is probably going to send me something. So anyway, so I just wanted to kind of just talk about the basic savings vehicles that are out there. And I'm going to use my good buddy. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, I watched a pretty good amount of infomercials. So in the words of Ron Popeil, we're going to talk about that one-touch easy oven. We're going to set it and we're going to forget it.
Okay.
So we're going to set it and forget it. But So the best way to save is obviously that exactly what you said, the automated savings, where it automatically hits your savings account before it hits anything else. So that's going to get you the easiest way to save, because you're not even going to know it's gone. So we'll talk about just the real basic things. I'm going to talk about savings accounts, money markets, and CDs real quick. And a basic savings account, you know, offers the lowest interest rate with the fewest restrictions, and they don't typically have a minimum balance. So that's where you're going to find your, you know, your lowest rates, anywhere from 0.1, 0.15, or anything like that. Ours, 0.45. But anyway, that's no matter which financial institution you go to, that is going to be the easiest product that they have. And then you have what's called your money market account at a financial institution. And those are going to be higher yield savings accounts, and they typically require a higher minimum balance. So, you know, could be $2,000, $5,000 or something like that. But those are going to give you a higher yield yet. But the nice part about that money market account is that it gives you what I call the ease of liquidity, meaning that if you wanted to take money out of that, there's typically not going to be any penalty associated with that. Mm. However, once you fall before us under a certain threshold, that interest rate may change or fluctuate to a lower level, but you're still going to be able to have access to your funds. So there's that. And then we can get right into CDs, or as they're known in the credit union biz, term shares, which are essentially the same product. They just call them different things. But if you don't mind leaving your money around for a longer period of time, from several months to several years, consider taking out a CD or a term share. And they often have the highest interest rate of any savings products. But if you do withdraw the money, there will be a penalty associated with that. And depending on which financial institution that is, you know, it's I wouldn't consider that to be anything hefty, there would be a slight charge for doing that. But that the hope is that you are locking that money up, so to speak, and saving it so where you don't want to touch that money. So then, therefore, it does build up that higher interest rate. So just, you know, the real basics of it are save, and the sooner you start, the better. Not only because you're going to end up with more money, but you're also going to end up developing that habit of, okay, paying yourself first. So
I like that. And you know what? If you're like, I'm pretty sure that's not going to work for me, pretty sure I can't do this, can't afford to do this, go into Advantage Credit Union, because these guys can help you figure out a way to do this. It is possible. It really is. And so go in, talk to them, and see what you can do for yourself, for sure.
There you go. That's all I got today.
All right.
That was lots of fun, Jeff.
There you go.
He takes the check, hands it off to his savings account, sidesteps the monthly finance charge, stiff arms the minimum balance, and goes all the way to Jasper County's number one financial institution, Advantage Credit Union.
What a play!
Every time you huddle up at Advantage Credit Union, you gain big yardage with all the same features as the big banks, just with lower and fewer fees.
No wonder everyone is waving an Advantage Credit Union foam finger.
Advantage Credit Union, member NCUA.